Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Aaron Rodgers becomes the second quarterback in NFL history to start for a head coach he beat in a Super Bowl. Who was the first quarterback to be the starter for a coach he beat in a Super Bowl?
There you go.
Hmm.
Your trivia, happy Friday, Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Your Friday morning trivia to bring to any sort of activities you got this weekend, family, Father's Day, golf, whatever. Because if you're listening, you can use this. And if you're not listening, well then, you know, you'll be asked this question by somebody that is. Aaron Rodgers becomes the second quarterback to start for a coach he beat in a Super Bowl. Who's the first? I don't know this answer either, so let's work through it. Josh knows the answer.
Okay.
So I saw the first half of this and thought, I don't want to finish this video. I want to play this game.
I'm trying to think what's more likely, that a quarterback gets...
You got to go with Super Bowl winning quarterbacks.
Yeah.
That's where you start.
But
do
I want to go with Super Bowl winning quarterbacks that have changed teams, or do I want Super Bowl winning quarterbacks that have had their coach changed? Because it could be either.
Their coach what changed. Happens more?
Yeah, like they're still on the same team, but they get a different coach.
And
eventually. Like Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay ends up with LaFleur at some point. But he wouldn't have coached again.
And the coach moves
to the quarterback.
To a quarterback. So that in that case, the coach is likely moving to a team that he lost to in a Super Bowl.
I bet that didn't happen.
So let's go Super Bowl winning quarterbacks.
Okay,
like, did Peyton Manning play for a guy he beat?
No.
Brady, Roethlisberger, no. Like, these guys have knocked out half
right,
the Super Bowls.
Yeah, Brady didn't beat Arians, right?
No.
Wait a minute. He also played for Todd Bowles.
Right.
Roethlisberger, no.
Only played for Tomlin. Super Bowl winning quarterbacks. Eli Manning. Eli Manning would have beaten
Coughlin. Nice.
Would have beaten Belichick. Never played for Belichick. Drew Brees. The Saints beat the Colts. He did not play for
Dungy.
Is that Dungy or is that like
Dungy? I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So it's not him.
Let's go 90s quarterback. Troy Aikman. No, he played for the Cowboys the whole time. Did not start for a team that he beat in a Super Bowl.
No.
Russell Wilson?
Ooh, this is going to be good. This is potential. So Russell Wilson has played for who since he left Seattle? Because when Pete Carroll
played for Sean Payton.
Sean Payton.
He didn't beat Mike Tomlin. No.
Seattle. Who did Seattle beat? They beat Denver.
That's John Fox. It's probably John Fox. Okay. So that's not him.
No. Oh, there was potential.
Does the chat have it?
What about Brad Johnson? Did Brad Johnson go? He went a bunch of places. And who he beat? He beat Gruden.
Yeah, he beat Gruden.
The chat.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. He Gruden was his coach.
Okay, then
in Tampa. So he beat who's the Raiders coach
that loses the Super Bowl? Oof. Bill is not Bill Callahan, is it?
I think it might be.
Did he ever play for Bill Callahan?
In like, he went to Minnesota.
I have no idea.
At some point in time, was Bill Callahan the Vikings coach? I don't think so.
If that's even Bill. The funny thing about this kind of question.
Oh, wait, what about Nick Foles?
Nick Foles beats.
Nick Foles beats, he beats Belichick.
Yeah. A lot of these guys beat Belichick, by the way. He's got a couple of losses.
Yes, he does.
Cam Newton lost a Super Bowl. Who won Super Bowls?
Cam Newton.
He lost.
Oh, right.
You have to win. Yeah. You have to win a Super Bowl.
You guys want a hint yet?
No. Flacco, no.
Give us a hint in 1 minute. Flacco. Flacco beat Jim Harbaugh.
They haven't hooked up, have they?
No.
What about Dilfer?
Dilfer beat Tom Coughlin.
No. This is earlier than Coughlin.
Jim Fossil. Jim, yeah, you're right. Dilfer beats Jim Fossil. Does he ever play for Jim Fossil? No. I don't think Jim Fossil's a coach again after the Giants, the head coach.
Really?
I don't think so.
He made it to a Super Bowl as a head coach and he never got a second crack at it?
I don't know.
He must have. No, he didn't, I guess.
Just let's do some. All right, 30 seconds of naming quarterbacks that won Super Bowls. It's the entire 80s. It's Aikman. It's Mark Rippon. It's Jeff Hostetler. Did he ever play for Marv?
I don't think so. No.
It's
Elway eventually.
Elway didn't play for
Favre.
Elway beat Mike Shanahan. No.
Ooh, who'd Favre beat?
Favre beat Parcells.
No, it's not going to be.
It's hint time.
Hint time.
It's tough.
Your Father's Day tease plays into this. Think of a quarterback who would have had a son that's also involved in the NFL.
Think of the Manning question.
Think of the all of that.
It's a Father's Day related question.
It's one of the Mannings?
No.
Someone has
you were close with the 80s, by the way.
Okay, getting close with the 80s.
Okay, so we're going back. Not Shula.
The Father's Day hint really didn't do anything for me. Be more clear on the Father's Day hint.
So, think of who's asking the question.
Mike Florio.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Sims.
Phil Sims.
I couldn't get any more clear than that.
Phil
Sims beat the Broncos. I don't even know. Dan Reeves.
No,
Phil Sims beats Dan Reeves, and it's Phil Sims and Dan Reeves. Wow. That's a great question to ask to Chris Sims.
Like, they had to take a commercial break.
Yeah.
And he couldn't figure it out.
Okay, well, if he didn't get it, then I don't feel bad that we had trouble getting it.
His dad was the answer the whole time.
Phil Sims beats Dan Reeves and then play. Oh, yeah, Dan Reeves coached the Giants. Yeah.
See, I wouldn't have known. I wouldn't have known Dan Reeves went to the Giants.
Yeah.
When is he the Giants coach?
Like the early.
Because he ends up in Atlanta.
The mid to late 90s, maybe.
Okay, here we go. He goes Broncos 81 to 92, Giants 93 to 96.
Okay, mid to late 90s.
Falcons 97 to 2003.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rodgers and Tomlin.
Who will be the next to do this?
Do you feel on Rodgers and Tomlin, do you feel like I've seen, you know, some people bullish on one side or the other, like this will fail versus this is a good match. And I don't like Pittsburgh, so I hope it blows up. But I don't know that I want to confidently say it will blow up. It could very well work. Rodgers was not terrible last year, and not terrible. And Tomlin, he gets the most out of everything you ever get him, almost to a fault.
Mm-hmm.
So won't Mike Tomlin have that team good? Won't they make the playoffs? I know that we wouldn't say they could win the Super Bowl, but at least not now. Maybe by week 10 we would say, hey, the defense is nasty and you never know with Rodgers. I don't want to go so far in saying it will definitely blow up. It doesn't sit right with me. I don't feel comfortable saying it.
I don't want to say it'll definitely blow up, but I do think there is a real there is a real chance of it to me, because I don't know what those personalities are going to be like together throughout the entirety of a season. I mean, what's their relationship going to be in 6 months? I know now they're really there was a headline yesterday. Where is it? A headline from USA Today. Aaron Rodgers went to Mike Tomlin's backyard cookout. There was chemistry. Like, we are really going far to sell that these two guys are on the same page and they like each other.
Chemistry at a cookout?
Chemistry at a cookout.
What's that look like? You bring a hot dog over. It's like, no, oh, Mike, no. Thank you. I've been hungry.
What that looks like is Mike Tomlin is standing at the grill and he's got all the meats there and he's flipping them, and Aaron Rodgers is standing to the side with a beer in his hand. That's chemistry at a cookout, and he's like, oh, like he's just nodding. He's nodding along as Tomlin is flipping.
Could I make the case that chemistry between guys at a cookout is being able to hang out and not talk and be comfortable?
Okay.
You're just, you know what? They were just standing next to each other, not talking, and it was good.
Uh huh.
They're, hey fellas, what's up? None.
Yeah.
Looking at the grill.
Yep. Oh, man, this story all about how as Rodgers arrived, the host jumped out of his seat at the end of the driveway and greeted his high-profile visitor with a bro hug.
Just so that's gonna be the hand clap and then the arm around the back.
Yeah. That's a bro hug.
Was the chemistry?
There's got to be a slap of some sort.
The hand clap and the arm around the back. Was the chemistry graded on the quality of the hand clap together? Like they hit that really well. And they both went for the... Okay.
Yep. So they want to sell it. In 4 months, are they going to be like this? Or are they going to be at each other's throats because Rodgers is tough to coach? And Tomlin is...
Isn't it more likely...
Tomlin's gotten into it with guys. Publicly... Him and Chase Claypool is not Aaron Rodgers, I know. But remember when Chase Claypool said something about how they don't play music at practice, and Tomlin, like, not exact words, but basically he's like, this guy should shut his mouth.
Yeah.
Like, he'll go at it with guys.
Isn't Rodgers much more likely to clash with, like, Arthur Smith and get after his offensive coordinator? Because in New York, he handpicked his guy. It's always been about his offense.
He's always had it. He had a handpicked guy except for like the year, 2 years he's with LaFleur.
Yeah.
I don't think that's his handpicked guy. But that also worked, right? That were his numbers. He was efficient, really efficient for like a year. And then the last year he's there, it wasn't so great. So it doesn't have to blow up. It doesn't have to be terrible. But I think there is a time bomb. Like, I think there is a real potential for it to be ugly. I think when he's your quarterback, that always has that potential. And I don't think Mike Tomlin is the guy in the league that is going to, you know, control that. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes he'll fan the flames more than he'll put them out. I don't think he's Sean McDermott in that way. Or some other coaches that you might have a little bit more faith or trust that, yeah, you're not going to get the drama. Like, with Tomlin, you're going to get the drama from the guy almost every time.
You almost always do.
So I think you're going to have that at some point during the year. They are definitely held up to a higher standard than the Jets are. The Jets are a dumpster fire. And, like, was it surprising that, you know, it became just a circus in New York? No one would say that. But I don't think the Steelers are really that different.
No, but they tend to be immune to it in the win-loss column.
That's probably why they don't get the same type of talk. It's like they win five more games a year.
Yeah.
But like, everything else to me is not that different.
The longest playoff streaks in the NFL. Like the Steelers, their active streak. What's their active streak at right now?
They missed it a couple years ago, didn't they?
Yeah, they've made two years in a row. But they never have a losing record. The Jets always have a losing record.
That's right. So, I don't know. I wouldn't pick them to be great. I wouldn't pick them to be even really good. I'd probably bet they win. I think they'll lose, though, this year. I think they'll have his first season with a losing record. Like, I'd pick them to win, like, seven games. Their division is really hard. The roster's not that great. On offense, like, the line is not that great.
Their division,
and they have one good weapon.
Their division might not be that hard. You've got one pushover in the Browns that'll probably be a pushover. No quarterback situation. They finished, you know, they drafted third. Then you've got the Bengals, who, I mean, they're not a pushover. They have great offensive talent. But they are the thing about the Bengals, they're kind of funny. People that are afraid of spending too much on one side of the ball will use the Bengals as their cautionary tale. Never mind that other teams do it and succeed greatly, like the Eagles. But the Bengals are testing more than any team ever has. What if we didn't really do anything on defense? I mean, Hendrickson not being there, Shamar Stewart not being signed. Their pass rush numbers without Hendrickson last year are worse than the NFL. They're like a disaster. The Bengals defense, that was part of the reason they got to the Super Bowl a couple years ago, has fallen completely apart. And, like, Pittsburgh can't finish ahead of them. They might be able to. Rodgers might throw for 400 yards in those games. So they might be able to get by Cincinnati. If they finish second in the division, now I'm in. And can I go on the road and beat Houston? Can I go on the road and beat Jacksonville? That's what Pittsburgh's – that's what their measure of success is this year, is get in and win a game. Have a different year. They're kind of like the Bills in that regard. We've had the same year too many times. You got to get in and have a different year. And obviously in the right direction. Go in the right direction.
How different – I'm just looking up like a stat comparison real quick here. How different should we really treat Rodgers and Joe Flacco? Should it be assumed Rodgers will be significantly better
than Joe Flacco?
I mean, Joe Flacco in his last 3 years, his last 17 games played. So what has he played in the last three seasons? We're talking about like a full season's worth of work. Yeah, 15 games, 4,400 yards, 30 touchdowns, the 18 picks. So 7 more interceptions than Rodgers had last year would be your difference. But completion percentage is the same, yards per attempt. Pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
Flacco actually has more yards because I guess he threw the ball more. I'm not picking Joe Flacco to be very good, but does it have to really be that different? Why is Cleveland? Cleveland has to be so different because the organization doesn't get that, right? They have bad years.
That's right.
But I like the coach there. It's tough, though. I got to get out of my mind. Their defense and their line are not as good as they were 2 years ago when they were stacked at those two positions. Like, I wouldn't expect Flacco, when he shows up there 2 years ago and he leads them to the playoffs, they had the best line in football and they had the best defense in football. And it sounds like whenever we've talked to Cleveland guests, like, those two things are not true anymore. So he's got a tougher assignment than he probably had 2 years ago when he came in there.
803-0550. 1-888-550-2550. You mentioned we are like peak off-season mandatory minicamp storyline stuff.
Yeah.
This is also the time of year that fantasy football latches onto things.
Here, this is fantasy season will fill the void.
Fantasy latch onto a comment from a coach season.
Yes.
Like Pete Carroll and what Pete Carroll said about the running back situation.
I didn't see this.
Pete Carroll.
Wait, with Ashton Genty?
Yes, Ashton Genty. What'd he say? That he and Mostert could be thunder and lightning.
Oh, get out of here.
Uh-oh, all of a sudden Ashton Genty's splitting carries.
Pete. See, this is one where, though, I like when Pete Carroll says something like that because let people in my fantasy league believe him on June 12th that Raheem Mostert is going to get, you know, half the touches when you just drafted a top five running back or top six running back, wherever he went. Don't take Genty because you're afraid of Mostert. I'll take him.
Sure, you should definitely still take Genty. Can I point out the last two highly drafted running backs went into situations and did not get the carries you thought they would get, and Bijan and Gibbs both split. They split time. Bijan splits time with Tyler Algier, and Gibbs is a thunder and lightning guy with David Montgomery. I mean, Gibbs is still great. He still puts up the numbers.
That is, when's the last guy that was picked that high where, like, he showed right up and he was everything?
Barkley,
that's years. Najee
Harris was supposed to be this when he got drafted by the Steelers. Carroll said, quote, "I love having multiple guys play. I'm not relying on one guy. Thunder and the lightning back in the day, whatever it takes to get it done, we're going to let the guys play for their play time. Raheem, I love having him. He's an experienced guy. He's been great, a great speedster for years. We've defended him for years, and it's been a nightmare for us."
He did often use running back by committees in Seattle after post Marshawn Lynch.
I needed 3 minutes to convince you to fade.
No, I'm not convinced. I'm just more open to it, not just being coach speak. But I wouldn't say I'm convinced. How many people are also just learning? This is fantasy season for you.
Raheem
How
Mostert's
many people
on the Raiders?
Learned that Raheem Mostert is a Raider?
Me.
Everybody, probably.
He is. If we can I make a small Hall of Fame right now? Waiver wire, okay. Running back stash Hall of Fame, Mostert. Definitely. What do you have, 20 touchdowns 2 years ago?
Yeah.
And a million touchdowns.
18 rushing, 3 receiving.
That's ridiculous. So 20,
he had 21 touchdowns.
He had 21 touchdowns in a season.
2 years ago.
There should be a Hall of Fame for guys like that, where, you know, you could make the trip and you just say, like, man, see, show your kids. Like, this guy, he won us a championship. 21 touchdowns.
It really is funny. You look at his Pro Football Reference page, and like, because he bounced around so many teams, and like, so it makes his list longer. Because you go to the touchdown column and you start his career, and he goes 0000000018203 18.
Not bad.
That's a weird career.
He and Jamal Williams need to start a podcast called, like, you know, that one crazy summer. Or whatever. That one crazy year.
I asked Sal about this earlier. The fantasy community has got a little bit of buzz about Elijah Moore right now. I don't know if they should, but like Sigmund Bloom, I saw tweeting about him, a couple of others. Like they're like, it maybe more than just, hey, you got to draft Elijah Moore. Maybe it's a realization of them, like, hey, Elijah Moore in Buffalo, should we think about that? Should we talk about that? That's, I feel like, where fantasy people are right now.
My advice on that would be about any one of these Bills receivers, if you've got dynasty, if you have Coleman, that's a good player to have. And if Palmer and Moore are to be had late in your dynasty drafts, I would throw flyers at them, because whether it's Coleman or Palmer or Moore, I mean, Shakir's already got this, and Kincaid, you wonder as well.
Kincaid might have some upside this year. Sure. For where he'll be drafted in those things.
The upside, it might be a bit of a lottery on which guy it ultimately is, but someone other than Shakir, in addition to Shakir, is going to earn Allen's trust above the rest. And that guy's going to have a good, like, if Moore has a great year.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Because you could definitively say there were two guys last year that Josh trusted, Shakir and Hollins. Right?
He threw to Hollins. I mean, he threw to Hollins.
In some big spots, too.
He didn't have that many targets. I think Moore has the potential. Moore got, what, 100 targets with the Browns? I think even though it's an everybody-eats offense, I know that the quarterback, if he starts to think this guy gets open a lot, I'm going to look there, and I'm going to be able to trust him. So I think Moore is – I wouldn't necessarily –
it'd have to be a pretty deep league right now for me to take a flyer on him.
Yeah? I would take him. I think it's a good idea. 803-0550 is our phone number, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, happy Friday. It's Father's Day weekend. Looks like it's going to be really nice. We're watching the U.S. Open. J.J. Spawn, not out there yet. He plays in the afternoon after playing early. Watching Dustin Johnson, who is +6 right now. The course is doing the job. How many players under par now? Are we down to 9? 9 players.
Koepka birdied, so he's under for the day. Everybody else, it looks like they're hanging around. Not everybody's out there yet.
It's like Survivor. Now they're a 9.
Yes.
9 under par. By the end of the day, where will that number be? 6?
Do you think right now, who were some of these guys at 1 under? Ben Griffin, for instance.
Yeah.
If I ask Ben Griffin right now, you can stop playing at this moment.
Oh, yeah.
You're done for the tournament. You don't have to play another hole. You could put in at 1 under par. But you're done for the weekend. Would you take it?
Yeah, bank it. Stop the count.
Yeah.
Stop the count. You can retire right now with a -1.
Yes.
I think you take it, yes.
You're 3 back of the lead at the moment.
Yes.
But you would take it.
Yeah, like imagine they let you play at your own pace and someone had finished all 72 holes. Like, yeah, I had a birthday party to get to, so I played all 72, and I'm -1.
If the U.S. Open instead of tee times was, you just got to get your round in by this time, but you can do it whenever you want.
Like your league, you know?
Yeah,
hey,
right.
Just get your 72 and let us know what you shot. All right, 1 under. I'd feel pretty good about it. 803-0550, our phone number. Free for all Friday. Give us a ring if you want, and you can jump in with us. It's Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jimbo's, he's a pro, he's a competitive dude, he loves to win. Yeah, of course he wants to take care of himself. Everyone does, and we love to see that. And we love to see it here as many times as we can. We know we have to fit things within the cap and the cash structure and all those things. It's great to see him. And Monday, when I first saw him here, came in for physicals and our goal meetings and stuff, chatted with him a couple times. But no, it's good to see him, and he looks good out there. You can tell he's been working.
Brandon Bean on James Cook, who did show up at mandatory minicamp. On to training camp next. Thinking Sal pretty much had it. Unofficial, the mandatory, the CBA, how it works, how many days before your first game. 47 days. So July 23rd is probably the start of training camp. July 23rd, the start of training camp. And that's a Wednesday. So what? Report on Tuesday, practice Wednesday, into the weekend. Some primetime practices, all that good stuff.
Speaking of showing up, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce last night at the Stanley Cup Final.
Yeah.
Just sitting there with Wayne Gretzky. The picture you saw yesterday.
Do you think in the NHL Situation Room there's a full-on panic about how they can get $1 billion by getting her to more games, like the NFL is estimated to have gotten $1 billion of returns out of Taylor Swift at games? Gary Bettman's like, we got to get her tickets. Call Travis Kelce. Get Mama Kelce there.
Yes.
Yeah. Whole family. Get him in Edmonton.
Yeah.
They get him a suite.
Get him a suite. Give him part ownership if you want. Give them whatever they want. Right? Kelce also wearing a Panthers hat.
What's the connection?
A little bit of a bandwagon hat there.
What's the connection?
The connection is they were probably in South Florida and thought, hey, you want to go to a
hockey
game?
They what?
Both of Travis and Jason Kelce played hockey.
Okay.
When they were kids.
Played hockey? Okay.
What's the connection to the Florida Panthers? That's all I want to know.
I think they were just probably in town.
You're telling me,
like, when I was in Fort Lauderdale a couple weeks ago, I ended up going because of how much it was. They don't have to worry about that. But like, it was I'm in town. Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals is happening. Like, we should go. And they're not flying in from, where would they spend their summers? Milan, to go to Panthers and Oilers, are they?
No.
They're probably around somewhere.
He's from Ohio. Westlake, Ohio. He was born in 1989.
When he's from there, I wouldn't bet he spends a lot of time there in the off seasons.
I'm not talking off seasons. I'm talking he was born in Ohio, and okay. He went to Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay.
For school, right? He went to Cincinnati.
And then he's played football in Kansas City.
Right. When he's 11 years old, the Columbus Blue Jackets launch in Ohio. Ohio gets a hockey team.
Right.
Westlake, Ohio, distance to Columbus is, I just want to find out. Like, I'm really digging into, Westlake is a little west of Cleveland. A little west of Cleveland. So he'd be not that far, 2 hours away from an NHL team in Columbus. You can just put on a Panthers jersey and just be a Panthers fan. Brooks Koepka.
He's wearing a hat, and I do have to say it's one of these hats. It's kind of like what I've recommended for you for the Yankees for because your son plays for them in the Little League. He's wearing a Panthers hat, but it's not like hey, I'm a Panthers fan. Panthers hat. There's a little logo in the center their alternate logo. It's the one with the
palm trees.
Hockey tree and the palm tree, and then it says in cursive underneath Palm Tree Crew, and it's white and red. The whole thing's white and red. So it's Chiefs colors, if you want that, too. Like, it is a Panthers hat, but it's more of like a... It's more of a style hat, I think. Yeah. So
we're going to see them in an Oklahoma City Thunder game this week.
They've had Matthew Tkachuk on their podcast, the Kelce brothers.
Have they?
What does that really mean?
There you go. Well,
they've had lots of people on their podcast.
If they've got a friend who's on the team...
They've had both of them, actually, Matthew and Brady.
Okay, so they're like the Senators now?
Oh, they might have done like a brothers podcast.
There you go.
If they are in the finals, I bet you probably would see them
I'm
around.
Just a little bit nervous about, I'm sorry, you like the Chiefs and also the back-to-back Stanley Cup champs potentially. Oh, what a coincidence. All of your favorite teams are amazing.
Right. What are you going to see, Mahomes at a Dodgers game tonight?
Right.
That might have happened. I don't even know.
Anyway.
I mean, these guys end up going around the winners, don't they?
Sure.
LeBron
wearing a Yankee hat in Cleveland. Don't forget about that.
Yeah, he did that. And he's been a Cowboys game. LeBron's all over the place with that. You know, don't they just follow around whoever ends up being good? I think the biggest bandwagon fan is not the bandwagon fan like the guy you saw at the mall wearing a Patriots hat 15 years ago. It's the star athlete. The winner star athlete, because they're just going to all the other good teams games. They're the bandwagoners. Also Drake.
Right.
Those are the two.
803-0550.
I'm going to stop.
You're
now.
You're fired up.
Brady showed up at the Liverpool parade. Get out of here. Nobody wants you here. Leave.
Isn't he part owner?
No, LeBron is a part owner. I didn't see him there.
Brady's a part owner in Birmingham City.
Right. You go to your team, your whatever, third-tier soccer team. Nobody wants you at the Liverpool parade. I was so mad when I saw that he was there.
803-0550. Happy Friday. Happy Father's Day. Father's Day and the U.S. Open. Great tradition.
Yep.
It's how I know.
It's also very early this year.
Father's Day?
The 15th?
Feels like it's always...
Isn't it usually like the 25th? Maybe I'm wrong on that.
I'll confess to not knowing, is it just a formula? Like, how do we... Is it the third?
It's the third Sunday. The third Sunday.
Okay. In that case, this is the earliest it can be.
Right, because June 1st was a Sunday.
Okay. The third Sunday in June.
So, okay, this literally is as early as it can be.
It is one of those things in the calendar where I know what weekend Father's Day is, what weekend the U.S. Open is, because I'll be like, oh, well, that's Father's Day, so that's when the Open must be.
Okay.
Anybody on the course with their dad in their entourage? We're going to get one of those? I haven't seen any stories like that. By the time we get to Sunday, we might get that.
Are we headed towards golf trying to do a thing that the Lakers did this year where it's LeBron and Bronny on the court at the same time and look how historic and whatever? Are we going to? Is golf going to try to manufacture that with Tiger and Charlie Woods? They'll play in a major together and they'll put them in the same pairing. Like, what a moment. And not to say like that should be snickered at, but it could be if they force it. You know, like, we don't know how good he's going to be because how old is Charlie Woods at this point? 16? 17, and he's doing okay. He's doing pretty well.
He's pretty good.
On these, and Tiger's body is like breaking down. So
it'd be a good question for Charlie. Let's say he gets to this point, he qualifies, and he's in a major.
Yeah.
Would he want to play with his dad? Because don't forget, like, one of the funniest things about that LeBron Bronny thing was when Bronny claimed he never thought about playing with his dad before. I never thought about it. Like, okay.
Okay, buddy. sure.
Never thought about it. Never. Not once. Never. Right. Never came up.
Because it doesn't even have to be a good story for him. Like, it would be, but what comes with it? You'd have to be good at like ignoring it, right?
Yeah.
I think Bronny probably actually has done a great job of ignoring how much he's gotten of. You're only here because of your dad. Like, you didn't earn this. You have no right to be in the NBA, which there's defense to that, but doesn't mean from his vantage point it's great to hear. And if Charlie Woods is like just an average junior golfer and, you know, he qualifies in some way that's, oh, they're only putting you in here because your dad is Tiger and they want the moment, then what will you get? You'll get people on TV yelling at him like, you didn't earn this.
Well, you have to qualify for it. He'll have to qualify for a major.
It's like a sponsor's exemption.
Then they'll say you didn't earn it.
Okay. So that would be the part that would be, yeah. All right.
We're having a little Fun Hat Friday here. If you're on the YouTube feed, you can see Joe and I have changed into our NoCo hats. We have new NoCo hats.
What hat are you talking about? I don't see a hat.
It's camo. It's camouflage NoCo hats. Earlier
this
week,
it looks just like a floating orange NoCo logo above our heads.
Earlier this week, I gave Joe a NoCo pen for his birthday, and then we wondered if NoCo was still around because like they sold other gas stations. We found out they are still around, and they are nice enough to send us hats. So now we have NoCo hats. It's Fun Hat Friday.
I think this is the first time I've ever had a camouflage anything on ever.
Yeah.
Hat. Can't imagine I've ever had like a jacket. Never gone hunting in my life or anything like that. So, think this is my first entry point into camo.
This is also a good reminder for anybody out there that like our hats are advertisable space.
Yeah.
Yeah, here we are. Anyway, 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Jeremy and Joe on WGR. Game 4 goes to Edmonton. Mm-hmm. Drysdale the winner. Very exciting.
And tonight you get the NBA firing back up.
Tonight,
I am very worried as somebody who bet the Thunder confidently before the last game that if the Pacers win tonight.
Tonight, the world decides whether or not they take the Pacers seriously.
Yes.
2-1, and they're still underdogs.
Yeah, pretty significant underdogs,
yes,
too.
3-1, you have to take it seriously.
I think you do.
Definitely. Be big more. I would love it if the Pacers won. The Thunder not only got crowned in this series, they've been crowned as an inevitable dynasty. And they've not won their second game of their first trip to the finals. And they get talked about as an inevitable dynasty.
Yeah, will this be a dynasty was a popular question like on the debate shows before this series started.
Yeah, we'll see if they win tonight. All right, we'll get a break in. 803-0550 on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Watching Justin Thomas go through it, huh?
He just hit it into the lip of the bunker. He's 8 over. Koepka, who's in his group and is 1 back, 3 under, just hit it into the hazard. But I don't know what that hazard... It looks like a creek? No, it's a ditch. What is that? That's a ditch?
That's a ditch.
Interesting. Well, he's in there somewhere.
That's something that would not be fun to stand and try to hit your ball out of.
Zach Rosenblatt of The Athletic predicts that Garrett Wilson will break the Jets' receiving record this year for receptions and targets. Do you know who has that record?
Al Toon.
Fourth.
Wayne Krobet.
Tenth.
Keyshawn Johnson.
Seventh. Most receptions in a year.
For the Jets.
For the Jets. They've had two seasons of 100 receptions ever.
Robbie Anderson.
There's a Richie Anderson in here.
Okay, not him. Jets franchise record for catches.
109 on 171 targets.
Ooh.
So many targets.
I'm so happy about that Wayne Krobet pick.
It's pretty good.
The Jets. Lavernius Coles.
Fifth and sixth.
I felt good about that one, too. Santana Moss.
Let me scroll down here. Scrolling. 23rd. 74 was his high.
The Jets' all-time leader in catches.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you a hint. His quarterback that year was a former Bill.
Braylon Edwards?
No.
The other one. It's Fitzpatrick.
The other one.
It's Ryan Fitzpatrick.
It's Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Not to Braylon Edwards, to the other guy from the Bears.
Braylon Edwards wasn't the... You're thinking of Eric Decker, by the way, was the other one. This was the primary guy. Yeah. He does a podcast now.
He came over from the Bears.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. When I say Braylon, the other one, I mean...
You've got the first initial of the first name.
Right. The guy that I'm thinking of is not Braylon Edwards. I know exactly who it is.
Uh-huh.
It's the other one. It's
you're so close.
I know.
You're so close.
It's not a Braxton.
What if I gave you the number? He wore number 15. I thought that would help.
He was with the Bears. Where else was he?
He was in Denver.
Right, that's the Braylon Edwards
Denver
track.
To Miami to Chicago to the Jets to the Giants to the Seahawks. The last two he barely played.
Where'd he go to college?
He went to college in Central Florida. I don't think that helps.
It's going to make
you.
Me so mad that I'm not going to get this, and I know exactly who it is.
I do think you know who exactly who it is.
I do know who this is.
That's the funny thing. I'm confident you know exactly who it is. You just can't get the name out.
Braylon.
No.
Not
Braylon. It's a name that starts... It's a common name that starts with B, though.
Bill.
No. No.
Bob.
No.
Ben.
No. The first two letters are actually correct.
Brian.
Holy cow, man. I think we have to go to break at 54-50 if he doesn't get it. No one will get to know. You have to do this for the people. I will not tell everybody.
B-R-O?
No.
B-R-A?
Yes.
Okay, so the first three letters, not Braxton Berrios, not Braylon Edwards, not I know, like, this is... Joe, it's Father's Day.
It is the most common name of, like...
Brad.
No, you're so close.
The most common name begins with B-R-A?
Yes. Yeah. It also could start with B-R-E, this name.
Can it? No.
Yeah, that means slightly different.
It's a different name entirely if it starts with B-R-E.
Who is it?
Go to break. Can't.
I'm leaving. I'm not going to be here next hour.
You don't get to know.
Who is it?
This embarrassing display. You do not get to
Brent.
Know who this is.
It's a guy named Brent.
No. Hit it. Hit the button.
No.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.